At the Wonderland Mall Transit Center, a lot of commuters, including Tamara Brown, say the VIA bus service they're picking up is pretty good.
I think the bus service is great. They are clockwork, you know what I'm saying? Every 15 minutes, on schedule.
But then we asked Brown a question the city posed in a recent survey. If you had $100 to spend on improving San Antonio transportation, how would you spend it? Brown could have said, give me more bus service. Instead, she said this.
I would put it towards rail because every city, every state can use a rail line. It's much quicker, it's more efficient.
A lot of San Antonio residents answering the city survey also preferred rail to bus. They said they'd spend 30 out of 100 transportation dollars on rail, almost the same as they'd spend on roads. They'd only devote $12 to buses. That doesn't surprise VIA Executive Director Jeffrey Arndt, who says some drivers will get out of their cars to ride a train, but they won't board a bus.
My experience has been the thing that makes rail more attractive and feel safer is that when you get on that rail, you know it has to stay on a rail. You don't have to worry that it may turn a corner and you may find yourself in a place that you didn't expect to go, and that just makes people generally more comfortable.
Arch says a lot of people moving into San Antonio are coming from cities with rail. Tamara Brown, for example, grew up riding trains in Chicago. In Texas, Dallas, Houston, and Austin all have at least some sort of rail service. In fact, Dallas Area Rapid Transit, known as DART, has the largest light rail system in the country with 92 miles of track. DART's Vice President of Government Affairs, Michael Miles, helped launch the system almost 30 years ago. He says it's a testament to the old adage, if first you don't succeed, keep trying.
There's always opposition at the outset.
The walls of Miles' office are filled with anti-DART t-shirts and bumper stickers that document Dallas's battle for rail. Miles remembers going to voters there in 1988 for permission to issue long-term debt so DART could build rail more quickly.
In 88, there were those who said, no, it's not cost-effective. It won't be used. It's a bad or poor use of the funding. So the election, as we put it to the public, failed and failed miserably.
It took another 8 years before the first train would roll out of a DART station.
Parker Rose Station.
Now DART's downtown trains are full. Rail connects area hospitals, work centers, entertainment districts, and DFW Airport. State Farm Insurance chose to build a regional headquarters for 8,000 employees in suburban Richardson because of access to DART rail.
If you had just really good bus service, to the new State Farm site, but you didn't have rail. Do you think State Farm would have located there?
No. They have said openly that that was a deciding factor.
San Antonio Councilman Ray Lopez says his city's 2014 rail plan, known as Streetcar, failed because citizens didn't understand it was just the beginning of something much bigger.
There's a large group of folks that never come downtown. They live out in the suburbs and they never come downtown. And those folks generally had the opinion that this is a downtown tourist investment, and it really doesn't do anything for me. That was a misunderstanding, I think, of the intent of it.
Lopez is on the Alamo Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, which considers options for funding transportation. Lopez says rail, now included in VIA and city plans, would take drivers off busy corridors with trains that travel from downtown to employment centers like Brooks City Base, the Medical Center, the University of Texas San Antonio, and the airport. Jeff Judson is among those who helped kill previous San Antonio rail plans, and he's still opposed.
If you looked at the ridership numbers that the proponents put out, showed that very few people would ride it. We'd spend a huge amount of money to build it, over $100 million a mile. And for that kind of money, we should be adding road capacity.
Transportation experts say rail systems are more expensive than buses to operate, but trains can carry more passengers, so the cost per passenger mile is often lower. Whether San Antonio pushes forward with train travel, though, will ultimately be up to voters because they'd have to approve it. If a rail project began today, it would take 8 to 10 years before service would start. In Dallas, where citizens once said no, riders like Tony Hill say neighborhoods are clamoring for more.
Yes, people were afraid of it. They were afraid that it would ruin their neighborhoods and bring their property values down, and it's done just the opposite.
Rail says people in her city want to live near the train.
Next up, Pearl Arts District Station.
Shelley Kaufler, Texas Public Radio News.